Don't be that guy. Sometimes it's tough getting up and forcing yourself to work out. And I'm telling you, if you don't have that drive anymore, you got to go get checked out at LowTUSA.com. They got two places. They got a place in Chesterfield and in South County. All you got to do is go in and get your blood work done. Go get your blood work done by board-certified physicians. You'll get results that same day. And I tell you this, you might be suffering from low testosterone. If that's the case, you will feel a huge difference. You'll have that drive again. All you got to do is walk in one of the two locations, either South County or Chesterfield. Get your blood work done. It is covered by insurance. This is not a rich man's game. This is for the working man. I am telling you, LowTUSA.com. It's a game changer, and I'll tell you this, it's a relationship changer too.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Don't you cry no more.
Boom.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm gonna sell you a car. Not my car. I would, though. A White Lightning. I think I may be selling a White Lightning. Corvette.
I'll take that Rolls Royce off your hands.
Hey, button it out. Nope, button. Kill it. We had a little hiccup in the audio. There. We're good now. We're back on track. I'm going to sell you a car, and then I'm going to throw the phone numbers at... What was that? That was Tim Woodburn's microphone squeaking. Get the WD-40. WD-40 is good for everything. That and duct tape. If you get duct tape... Oh, three things. You got duct tape, a hot glue gun, and WD-40. Hot glue gun.
You can make anything.
Oh, hot glue gun. Anything can be repaired with a hot glue gun. So after I sell you a car, give you some phone numbers, and then Dr. Doug will join us. And if you have a pet... Well, I forgot who I was talking to yesterday. I think it was Dan. His girlfriend's dog or something. It's like 15 years old. It's a bigger at the lab, and the hind legs are gone. It's wearing diapers. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. That's when it's time. That's tough to do. So, look, you got an issue, you got a question. He's the guy. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet if you met him personally, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. So he's going to be on board. Let me give you the numbers you can get on the screen now. 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Now, I'm not actually going to sell you a car. Maybe I can play a small role. That would be nice. What I'm going to do is ask you if you're in the market for a car, new or pre-owned, if you would just not make a decision until you've gone to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Now, that is not, I don't think, much to ask of somebody who claims to be AM and the PM. I just don't. I didn't say you couldn't buy a car somewhere else, but what I'm saying is I don't know why you'd want to, and I don't think you will want to, unless you're just dead set on a brand-new Mercedes-Benz CLS 550 for about $80,000, then, okay, they don't sell those. Then go ahead. But if you are a truck buyer, pickup truck buyer, if you're looking for an SUV, a crossover, And I'm going to go ahead right now and specifically invite Ford shoppers and GMC shoppers and Dodge shoppers. You will never hear me say that there's anything wrong with those vehicles. I don't work that way. I don't trash the competition, a competitive dealer or a competing product. Those are fine vehicles. There's not a bad car made. There is not a bad vehicle made now. Not one. They're all, for what they are and for the money, good vehicles, and they require very little maintenance. Change the oil, the tires, brakes, and that stuff, and they're good to go. But there are a lot of people who, for whatever reason, will go out and buy a Ford pickup truck, a GMC, a Dodge, a Toyota, whatever, blah, 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 and just didn't bother to shop Johnny Landoff Chevrolet and took a look at a Chevy Silverado pickup truck in whatever configuration you want, just basic standard bed, basic single cab, no back door, no extended cab, or all the way up to a truck that you find you have to keep reminding yourself it's actually a truck because the ride is so comfortable and it's got every option in the world on it. It's like a luxury car with a great big bed behind it or anything in between. Before you make a decision on a truck, on an SUV, on a car, and if you haven't read the articles lately, sedans are about to become very hard to find because the buying public, it's something like 70% of everything on the road is an SUV or a pickup truck. And people have less and less interest in sedans. Well, I got news for you. Maybe they didn't drive an Impala. They got them at Johnny Landoff. So pre-owned or new, that's it. It's an invitation. It's a suggestion. And it's one that I think you'll be glad you accepted once you give them a chance to earn your business. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. I was there this morning, and I decided to share with you. I found out they're still at the same location. I went there, and they haven't moved. They've been there since 1960, the Washington Elizabeth exit, unless you're coming from the east side, and then it's the Elizabeth Washington exit. And we told you a long time ago how that works and why that is. You should have been listening. Off 270 in North County, 24/7 at Landoff.com. Now, there's that music that sounds like Christmas music, how much is that, but it isn't. It's dog music. No offense to the cat people, but we don't have a cat song. Is there a cat song? Or really?
I think from Lady and the Tramp. Isn't it the Siamese twins, that We Are Siamese?
We played a cat, man. Dan, we played a cat song years ago, and I'm not kidding. The name of the song was I Love Little Pussy.
Yeah.
And it was a kid's song. It was a children's song. I love little
pussy. You can't be serious.
No, yes, I love little pussy and she loves me. Or something like that. It was called I Love Little Pussy. It was a cat song.
Yeah. How about Cat Scratch Fever?
That's not bad.
That is pretty good.
Maybe one day we'll change it up a little for the cat people.
Faster Kill Pussycat. That's another one.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
All right. Well, for now we go with this one and been playing it a while. It means it's time to check in with your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, and he is brought to you by Window World, as he always is, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Once again, the numbers, we got lines open. You don't call, we're going to shut this segment down today and move on. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody today?
Doctor, I'm in such a good mood, and it's all because of one little thing that happened. Did you ever have one thing happen to you in the morning?
Yeah,
and it was such a great thing. It changes your whole day. It wasn't anything like
AM and the PM.
Well, I knew he worked that in there. But I mean, it's true. I got a text, and it was from a lady who was working on something for me, and it involved paperwork and phone calls, and it was just I was just having such a time, and somebody told me let her handle it and run with it, and she'll get it taken care of. And she sent me a text this morning. Her name is Diane, and she sent me a text, and the text was simply this: ta-da. That's it. T-A-D, and I knew what it meant. We got it. I got the paperwork. It came through, and I just thought, I've been waiting a long time. It changed my whole day.
Oh, that's wonderful. wonderful.
So I think everybody's had those days. It can go the other way, too. You can get a phone call or a text or an email, and you go, oh, crap, and it ruins your whole day. So how are you doing, Doctor?
I'm hanging, and I am aiming the PM.
Well, you said that already, but we're going to give you another one. Go ahead, give another one. Calls are starting to come in now.
I'm excited to help.
You usually have a little speech, a quick speech.
Yeah,
you have one today.
Yeah, I was talking about for people that are dealing with cancer in their pets. Cancer comes in all versions and locations, just like in all types. Some that are in the bone marrow, some are solid, some are bloodstream. So just like a human, this technology in science and veterinary medicine is very well developed now, much better than it ever was. And don't always assume that a cancer like a melanoma or something like that in a human is pretty scary. In a dog, it doesn't always have the same significance. So I would tell people it's very important if you get scared or you hear a diagnosis, make sure your vet sends you to one of the oncology specialists. There's several in St. Louis. These are veterinary specialists. And they can tell you more correctly, statistically, what the issue is, what's it going to cost to try and treat it, and give you a good prognosis. So again, it's just a general rule. Do not assume the worst when you get that kind of report. Okay.
Okay. Good advice. Do animals go on chemotherapy and stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah. It depends on some. Just like some go to radiation and chemo, some go to surgery and chemo, or a combination thereof. It really depends on the location and the type of cancer. And more we're developing sophistication in these protocols, and there are more and more board certified oncologists in the veterinary field. So we get a lot of good options.
Okay. I'm surprised we still have a line open, but we do. I'm going to give out the numbers one more time. And if we don't stack up these calls, we'll have a short segment today. Bonnie, hang on. We'll get right to you. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. Bonnie, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Hoping for help.
Yeah, what can I do?
You've come to the right place.
I have the world's worst cat.
Okay.
She's about 5 years old, 6 years old, and I've had her for the last almost 3 years. She was my sister and my niece's cat. She was abandoned at birth, and they bottle fed her, raised her from newborn.
Uh-huh.
And she's just horrible. She bites and scratches, and you'll be petting her, and she's purred, and you think everything is fine. And when she's finished with you, she just attacks you and runs off.
I hear this behavior more often than not, believe it or not. And one of the things we can do is there are some medications that you can talk to your veterinarian about that will help take that edge off, because I think fundamentally cats are still carnivores, even though we're feeding them cat food. And I think they have a much stronger predatory behavior, which starts in play with their litter mates, right? And then as they get older, it becomes part of their behavior. Some animals lose it, and occasionally get one like you're describing that maintains that kind of level. So there are stronger drugs like sedatives and stuff, but there's so many drugs that affect behavior right now, and some of them are even nutraceuticals, which mean they're totally harmless. They're not pharmacologic, but they actually have materials in them, natural materials that actually influence. And one you might ask your veterinarian about is Zilkine.
Zilkine.
Zilkine, and that's a pure nutraceutical, so you can't really you can't overdose them, really, and it's pretty birdie safe, and I find it so very useful. I've just got a report today from another pet owner that said it's the only thing that's worked, and they've tried sedatives, and they've tried Benadryl and all that kind of stuff. So ask him about Zilkine, and if he can't get it, he can call me, just send him to me, and I'll get it for him. Okay.
How do you give it to him? Is it a pill
it's oral.
Oral. But I'll never be able to get a pill down her.
Well, you might be able to break it up and put it into some wet food.
Can you crush it? Just in powder, and put it in food?
Yeah. You can get one of those pill crushers, and you could probably mix it right into some wet food. But it's so worth trying, and it's so simple, that might be just what you need.
Well, the last thing I just recently bought, I've got a diffuser that I tried plugging in, and the last thing I bought was some of this calming spray, and the last few days I've been just, rubbing that on her with a cloth. Does any of that actually help?
You know, I don't have the experience that it does. I don't have the experience that it doesn't, so I don't want to make a judgment.
Okay.
But I'm just not familiar with those products.
Okay.
And there's so many so much stuff out there in the marketplace. I would go with something that your veterinarian suggests because I think you're going to get a better response. And where's your accent from? I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm just fresh. I don't have an accent. I'm across the river. I have an Illinois accent.
No, that's it. No, that's it. We recognized it. Illinois. That's it.
Definitely. Yeah. I was going to say Illinois.
Mm-hmm, me too.
See, I pronounce 40 the correct way, so that's an accent that I have in Illinois.
That proves you're not on this side of the river. It absolutely does. Because if you weren't, you'd say Washington and Fardy.
Yeah,
and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, Bonnie, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. Good luck with your cat. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I'll try that.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Now, one thing we don't do very often, and we should, then we'll get back to the calls. We don't give your email address out, and we should. Tell them what it is.
What is my email address? Email address is dpernikoff, dpernikoff, like Frank, at Gmail.
That's easy. Pernikoff, as long as they remember two F's in Pernikoff.
And that's on our Facebook page.
Ah, there you go. It makes it easy. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. And I've said many times, especially since you lost your weight and you're even better looking now, the women are calling like crazy. Here's proof. Back to back, two chicks. Here's Debbie. Debbie, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, Doc. How are you today?
Good. Hey, Debbie. Thanks for calling in. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a dog with some aggression problems, and it's a 5-year-old Catahoula.
Catahoula? What is that? I thought there was a river way down yonder on Chattahoochee. What's a Catahoula?
It's basically a herding farm dog. It has herding capability, and they're really good dogs. They're smart.
Wow, all my life.
Kind of stubborn.
I missed that name. I never heard of that.
You know what I heard? Cattle.
You're probably right. But go ahead. So you've had is that aggression problem new or old?
So what happened was we found this litter of puppies 5 years ago down in southern Missouri. We brought them all home. Two of them had been pretty mangled. And so only 6 of the 8 survived. We took them to the Humane Society. They found out that they had probably been thrown out of a vehicle or thrown somewhere because
while it was moving, just toss them out the window?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, some of them were even thrown in the woods.
What is the matter with people?
I don't know. So anyway, we have...
Oh, boy, you did it.
Jeez.
I know.
I listen to you guys all the time. I just like, okay, how do I say this without saying that word?
Anyhow, you could go anyhow.
To continue.
Oh, there you go. To continue the work.
The dogs, we went back and adopted the 6th dog. His name was Captain Crunch, and we now call him Crunch. And he started off, he's a wonderful dog, happy, playful, easy to potty train. He had some problems with,
incontinence?
Hemorrhoids?
Pardon?
Dan said hemorrhoids. No, not hemorrhoids.
Yeah, he had that too, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, I'm pretty smart, I'll tell you. But anyway, he had...
Anyway.
Did it again. Debbie, that's two anyways for you. Okay. We got a 3 anyway maximum here.
Oh, my gosh.
You're one away from being expelled.
To continue...
What can I do for you?
But now he... issues. And he doesn't like anybody to touch his paws. He doesn't like his nails trimmed. The vet is now working with us. He is taking major drugs.
Put him to sleep.
To calm him. And he's taking gabapentin.
I take that. Hey, I take gabapentin.
Do you?
I do. It's a neuropathic. Yes. It's generic for Neurontin. Neurontin is the same as gabapentin, and it for many people and many things it works wonders.
Yeah. It's a pain. We use it every day.
Yeah, for nerve pain.
For osteoarthritis. But it also is good for, I haven't used it the way you're describing in dogs, but in cats it does settle them. So you get aggressive cats that are going to come to the clinic because they go nutso, then you put them on some gabapentin ahead of time. But you're right, there's a whole bunch of drugs. What else does he have you on?
Fluoxetine.
So that's actually that's the generic name for Prozac.
Yes.
Fluoxetil. Okay.
Yes. So he takes all of these two times a day.
Okay.
And they just up the Prozac.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why they up the Prozac is he has bitten my husband and I, where it has required me to have stitches twice. He just bit me sad. Yeah.
Again, put him to sleep.
This is one of the hardest syndromes to manage, aggression, once it's built into an animal. There are some trainers we can, you know, if you contact us afterwards, we can try and get you connected to someone who does these kind of cases because they are special. And then you might want to, I know it sounds crazy, I feel like a commercial for Zilkine, but we have actually found that even in these aggression dogs useful. And there's a whole score of other drugs between... Zilkine, Z-Y-L-K-E-N-E. I ought to get a percentage from their sales.
You should.
But the bottom line is they're a whole new collection of drugs, and there's much more science behind how to manage these animals. So typically I would suggest combination of training along with the influence of the pharmacology and get your best chance at trying to make a change here. And it's going to take some time.
I have a question. Isn't it possible, Doc, that just like in people, there are some animals that are just mean? There are people that are mean,
sure,
and you can't change it. They just have to be heavily sedated or put to death by lethal injection. I mean, they're just mean. They're mean. And I think an animal could be mean, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, obviously, this has kind of evolved, so you wonder what's going on. And there certainly are medical things to rule out, and your vet can do that with blood exams.
He's only bitten three times.
Okay, well, that's a lot. One time is too many for me.
That's
I would sit down back once more with your vet and say, look, I want to get a trainer. If he can't help you, we'll help you. And I also want to talk about adding something. What else can we add? Some people use Transidone for different things.
I was going to say Transidone.
And what Frank was talking about, too, is the vet has already talked about having him euthanized. And they're waiting to do that until the 10-day time period is over with to make sure that he does not have rabies.
Yeah, and it'd be unlikely if you've been a good owner that would be the case.
Yes.
It sounds to me like it's more behavioral. So I would say, look, you know, I want to try. I want to preserve this relationship as best I can, so I want to try a behavioralist and maybe add some more medications or talk to someone who specializes in that. And there is a behavioralist in town. I think she works out of Wentzville, but I'll get some information.
I talked to her, Dr. Koch.
Yeah. And she might have some other drugs to consider adding to the regime.
Yeah.
Hey, the other option is just to get rid of the cat and get a different one, right?
This is a dog.
Oh, a dog, rather.
Yeah, thanks for paying attention.
Sorry.
Thanks for listening.
The other lady was talking about a cat.
Maybe he took his name Crunch literally, and he feels like he needs a hand of Crunch on.
Well, Debbie, good luck with this. Thank you for listening. We appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. Let me go to Waldo. Waldo, say hello to Dr. Doug.
I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hi, Waldo. Where are you?
No.
I don't know. I'm totally lost.
He's trying to do the Where's Waldo humor. Yeah, go ahead, Waldo.
Is this the human dynamo, Dr. Doug Perna?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, this guy's a stand-up comedian. Perna.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make this quick. I've got a little dog. I think she's part poodle and part cocker. But she's been scratching a lot, and she's got her back legs where I think she's chewed the hair off the lower part of the legs.
Mm. Okay.
And
Dan's ex-wife did that. She chewed the hair off her own legs.
Oh, yeah, she
in
did.
In bed, yeah.
Yeah. My ex-wife chewed the hair off my legs.
Oh, man.
That's kinky.
That is weird.
TMI. Go ahead.
So, therefore, she's been scratching so much, I notice her chest and parts of her belly, the hair is kind of gone, and on her chest, I touched her day, and it felt like something was oozing a little bit. Now, she does have ear infection she gets all the time, and I gave her medication one time, and it cleared up for a while. I've got an appointment to take her to the vet Sunday, but I called the vet today, and I asked if I could give her a bath, and they said, yeah, get something with oatmeal and some type of shampoo. Would that be suggestive since she's going to the vet?
Yeah, I mean, so here's the deal. It sounds like your dog is what we call an allergic dog. It's inclined to have allergy activities, eyes, ears, skin, and you have two of those components at least. So there are a lot of different protocols and means to manage that. It can be diet-related, so your vet should do a diet trial and try and find. There's so many non-allergenic, we call them, foods that are out on the marketplace, but they're usually sold through a veterinary office because of prescription. So that would be one consideration. They can do allergy testing. It's good for everything but the foods. And then there's so many new drugs out. We use a combination. I think we've mentioned it before, Apoquel.
Yep, I was going to mention that.
Oral Apoquel. And then the same company makes an injectable version of an antihistamine called Cytopoint. Mm-hmm. And I found that combination the only thing that would help my dogs, and they're chewing their feet and stuff. So I would talk to your veterinarian about some of those protocols first and some diet changes, and I bet you can get this under control. The final thing I want to say is, based on what you described, that's what we call a contact allergy. Okay.
Well, it sounds like somebody's being eaten by an animal.
Yeah.
What's going on there, Waldo?
Well, she's just scratching. Like I said, I think she's chewed the hair off the lower part.
No, right now. I mean, right now.
Is
we
that
hear,
her?
We hear a... What was that, the dog with you? Or
I think that's his wife working on his legs.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I would have said that.
Yeah, like a grasshopper. I'm rubbing my legs together.
Anyway.
Start a fire.
You want to check to make sure there are certain contact surfaces that your dog is lying on, because most of that pathology you're describing is where there's contact to the surface. So you might have a rug or a couch or some other, the grass, might be a grass allergy, but something is stimulated in those particular areas. So watch and see where your dog lies to lay down.
Okay, so is it okay? They have a shampoo at the vet, but it's very expensive. The young lady there said I could go to like PetSmart and buy a shampoo.
Well, I mean, the shampoo is not going to be the answer. I would have you on some antibiotics and some one of these other products for a while to clear up the active stuff. But if you want to just ask for a very mild shampoo, go someplace that has any grooming experience, like one of the big chains. They always have groomers on site. And just say, I just need a very simple, mild, medicated shampoo and go with that. Okay?
Would that help her for a little while? I just wanted to clean her up.
Well, I mean, it'll probably help you to get that done until you go to the vet this weekend, but I wouldn't I wouldn't discount the vet. I think that's where you need
to go. Oh, no, I've got an appointment.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Waldo.
Bye-bye.
I think that's it. We're out. But before we get away here, Doc, you said something to one of the callers about an oral medication, and I've never even thought about this before, but it made me, in my mind, I'm thinking, as the dogs or cats ever, are they ever given suppositories?
Actually, there are rare occasions, but that can be used. Suppositories can be used.
To me, that is like the weirdest. Has anybody here ever used a suppository?
No.
When I was a little kid, you have?
No, but I have had to pull an action figure out of my dog's butt once.
No, we're talking about you, suppository, not your dog. Oh, my goodness.
An action figure?
Yes, well, I
put it in so deep.
I have never understood how that works, a suppository.
Wow.
How does that even work? Why do you take them? For what, humans?
Well, because it actually can be absorbed very quickly. Your blood supply there is very rich in the rectal passageway.
Mm.
So it breaks down very simple chemicals that are carried in it, and it can be absorbed very quickly. In fact, the large bowel is part of our body that actually does the final resorption of water before it becomes a dry poop.
So I always thought a suppository was something to make you go, but it's not.
No, it's to put something
into your system.
Right. Suppositories can be medications. They can be something.
So is that interesting?
Laxative.
Is that interesting? There are two ways you could swallow a drug, through your mouth or your butt.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sort of butt swallowing.
Or
sort of.
If you're female, a suppository can be put in the vagina.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't know that.
True. Yeah.
And one more reason you don't want to be a woman. They got three choices.
Yeah. I'd rather put something else in there.
Oh, doctor.
Yeah. Oh,
now, you know. An action figure?
An action figure.
Kinky Limey does.
To waste the opportunity to put a suppository in there. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, the truth is, Dr. Doug speaks for all heterosexual men. We would rather put something else in there. Now, I have one other quick thing. I'd like to take this opportunity during your segment to ask the audience to join with me in mourning the passing of Raymond the Gecko. My grandson is living with us temporarily, as is my son and my daughter-in-law, while they look for a house. We've been out looking again this morning. I went with them to look at the house, but that's another story. This Raymond the Gecko survived for, I want to say, about a year, living as my little grandson's pet until about 2 weeks ago, and he had him out on the kitchen countertop. Now, Raymond, geckos don't do much. They just kind of look at you, and I don't know, they're lizards. And my grandson said, hey, Grumpy, he said, Raymond's not in his cage. And I said, well, he's not in his cage because you took him out, and are you telling me you forgot to put him back? He goes, uh-huh. And I said, well, let's go see where was he last, on the kitchen countertop. So that's where he was last. So I've come to the conclusion he fell off the kitchen countertop down into the ductwork of the air conditioning, and Raymond is at rest eternally in the ductwork of our house. No, you say no?
Absolutely not.
Former exterminator, I might add, where is he then?
One, he's probably in somewhere dark and cool because he might be a little bit scared, but there is enough bugs and insects in your house.
He can still surface?
Water bugs.
He can still come out?
Yep, he's have. And a fall from a kitchen counter is not going to kill a guy.
Oh, no, he's fallen before off the kitchen counter.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's fine.
Or he's in somebody's stomach.
What do you mean?
Do you have a dog or
like
a cat?
Outside?
You know, no.
Snake out in the house? I mean, it could have been anything to eat.
Just Frank.
Well, from what Limey said, maybe it's not over. Maybe I'm too early in this moment of silence.
Yeah, I think you're definitely too early. You're probably going to be, it's going to be one morning, you're going to be in the kitchen
and there he
taking
is.
A sip of coffee, and he's just going to scuttle right in front of you.
Well, I'm backing away. No. Sorry, we don't need a moment of mourning for Raymond yet. We'll give this some time to see what happens. Theme music, if you would, please.
Hey, you know he's not going to die from the oven being turned on, that's for sure.
You got that right. Well, Doctor, thank you, and we'll do this again next Wednesday. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. He is your pet's best friend. He is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, and he can be found at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And I can't imagine, if you want replacement windows, why you wouldn't look at the one that's the best selling one in the country. I can do a little business here, a little bit of business.
Yeah, you got time.
And we'll come back. We'll take a couple of calls, not dog or cat or pet related, just whatever you want to talk about, because I think we'll have a little time, and then it'll be Playhouse time. My time flies when you're listening to quality broadcasting. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And this show. Thompson Price. I was there yesterday. I was in De Pere at the showroom location of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Had a nice meeting with Mr. Price. I call him Tom because, you know, we're friends. And you can too, by the way. If you call there, I'd like to speak with Tom. And tell them your AM and the PM. That's the first order of business. And, of course, you're only going to call if you are thinking about. And maybe you're ready to do it, and maybe it's 6 months down the road. That's okay. Now's the time to start. Now's the time to start investigating and interviewing. And it really is an interview process. So you want to find the company that seems like they're going to be able to make your kitchen or bathroom dream come true. Turn it into that perfect kitchen or bathrooms. I will tell you that I'm enjoying looking at houses with my son and my daughter-in-law, because you get to go in other people's houses and you get to see a little bit of the way they live, but a lot about when those houses were built, what was hot, what was cool, what was in, what was out. And the kitchen is, because my wife will go along usually. There's my daughter-in-law. And I'm telling you, master bathroom and kitchen, those are deal makers or deal breakers when you're looking for a house. And there are a lot of people who love their houses, but they hate their kitchens. or they hate the bathroom, or maybe multiple bathrooms. That can be changed. That can be fixed. You can't do much about the lot you're on, or the neighbors you have, or the subdivision you're in, or aren't in, or whether you're too far out in the country. That's a decision you made that you can't change. But you can certainly change the kitchen or bathroom. And no matter how many houses they look at, or you look at, you are never going to find a house with a kitchen or bathroom that was built just for you and perfect for you. When they built that house, they didn't know you. They didn't know who you were. They just sort of took a shot in the dark and, okay, we'll build a kitchen that lots of people will like. But you keep that house you're in because you like everything about it but the kitchen, and then you make that kitchen as likable as the rest of that house, and they can make that happen. They're going to suggest things to you for the kitchen just when you thought you thought of everything. You get together, let's say it's a husband and wife. I'm old school, so I think of a husband and wife, crazy as it sounds, as a man and a woman, and you get together and you think you've gone through everything. All right, we think these are the kind of cabinets we want. We know we want the refrigerator over here. What kind of refrigerator? What kind of cooktops? We want the microwave here. We want a double oven, blah, 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 blah. And then we've looked around and we've looked at magazines. We've been in some other, we know what we want. No, you don't. There's more. You know those commercials where they go, but wait, there's more. There's going to be more from Thompson Price. And the more is going to come from the process they put you through. They're going to ask you a bunch of questions. And once they get a profile on you and your family, they are going to have some suggestions that will blow you away. And your reaction is going to be, my goodness, we would never, not only would we never have thought about that, we didn't even know that was possible. We didn't know this product existed. We didn't know this technology was available. And between you and Thompson Price and his people, you're going to have a fantastic kitchen or bathroom. Probably so great that you may never want to leave that house because you're not ever going to find a house again. Think about it, with a bathroom or a kitchen that was made specifically for you. And they're going to do it right, or they're not going to do it. That's just the way they operate. So if you can't afford to do it right, go let somebody else do it for half the price or less, and you'll be sorry. How many times in your life have you done something to save a few bucks and you regret it and go, I wish we'd done it the right way? That will not happen with Thompson Price, because it will be done the right way. So good luck. Good luck making your decision. And when you're making it, just include Thompson Price. Make sure one of the companies you're talking to has Price in the name. And then you'll know you got the right outfit. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. On the left as you're going east. Can't miss. It's in a nice complex there next to McAllister's Deli. ThompsonPrice.com.
Check traffic now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Staples. Accident left lane westbound 4064 past 364. Accident westbound 44 at Lindbergh. The right lane reopened westbound 44 at Bulls. There is some sort of debris, though, on the highway in that right lane. You have accident southbound 141 at Vance and southbound 270 at Tesson Ferry. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock at great prices. Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink. Get a second 30% off so you can stock up and save. In 721, restrictions apply. See store or staples.com for details. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Has Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
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 Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now, featuring the Hamptons.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Chances are you just got paid and it's already spent. Well, that's no way to live, and you don't have to. If you're a homeowner, your house is worth a lot more than you think. Put that equity to work for you so you can stop counting down the days till your next paycheck. Get some breathing room and start saving now with a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. That's thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC. Missouri, Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
You didn't have to yell at us. Who's yelling at us? Hey, we'll talk to you if you'd like to talk. We got about 9 minutes. Let's chat. Playhouse is coming up, and that starts. We don't have time to take any calls because that Bill Clubland takes up all the time between that and the joke. We don't have any time. We got a couple of calls. Let me give you the numbers real quick. And again, we don't care. Whatever. We're yours. We're here for you. 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. It's a guy with a pretty good name, Frank. Frank, welcome to 590 The Fan. What can we do for you? Frank? Frank?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
I told Dan my name was Greg from Belleville.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Dan, why did you put Frank on the screen?
I heard Frank. I have wax built
up. He's kidding. It's a comedy bit. What can we do for you there, Frank?
Well, you know, thank you. Your conversation this last hour reminded me of a story I read online before I left for work. In Florida, individual was arrested. They were posting online for, like, anonymous sex for guys. So the guys would show up, and she would blindfold him and have sex acts with him, and after two or three guys, they found out she was recording it and putting it on a porn website, and she was also a transvestite.
Oh boy, that's a bummer when you think you were with a woman and it really wasn't.
That was a guy.
Let's take this story a step further. This isn't very far off a very true story that happened in St. Louis a couple of years ago, where it was a male cop that was posing as a woman and had the front door glory hole and was committing those acts, and he got fired and was prosecuted.
Now you have to explain to people who don't know. Like, my wife wouldn't know what a glory hole is. Explain what glory hole is.
It's a small hole that a man inserts his penis through, and there's a person on the other side that they don't necessarily know who that is or what they look like, committing any one of several sins.
Right. They just either back up to it or drop down to their knees. Right. They don't know who's on the other side of the door.
Back up to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do, from what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you think that we'd be interested in a story like that, Frank? Yeah. Oh, because you listen, probably.
Yeah, you know, I also wanted to tell Limey, I don't know if he found a solution for that wine stain on his white shirt, but I use Dawn La dish soap. And some, like, bleach spray.
Dawn Light. D-A-W-N?
D-A-W-N.
Okay.
Soap. And spray it with some bleach spray, like a cleaner that's, like, has bleach product. Only on white things. So you don't want to ruin it.
Right.
It's just on white. He said it was a white shirt. I'll get out stains on white things that nothing else would take out.
All right.
Bleach and the Dawn.
I will give that a whirl.
And the bleach won't. It's a white shirt. So.
Yeah, I guess, yes, yeah, so it's not going to be too bad.
As long as it's not off-white.
Right.
Then you
know. It is like off-white. Paper white.
Bleach scares me. It does. It's, if you've ever accidentally drip bleach on something.
Yeah. Back in the...
Ruined.
All the time. Like, back before they actually had the bleach that you could put in with your washing liquid.
Right.
Like the old hardcore bleach.
Right.
I ruined many pairs of jeans with that.
Yeah.
No, no. You don't don't do that.
Well, Frank, thank you for sharing that story with us.
I thought you'd enjoy it. I don't know why.
Yes, you do, because we're sick, and we like that stuff. Thank you, Frank. Well,
I love the boob stories last hour, so it just brought it to mind.
Okay. Thank you. What?
Now, what Frank actually was telling me about, it reminds me of a Japanese TV show that they had a couple of years ago, and it was called something like Battle of the Sexes, but in Japanese. And basically, they would put a man in a blacked-out booth, and somebody would perform, you know, oral sex.
But hold on, this is a TV show?
Yeah, this is a TV show. And the person would then have to guess if it was a man or a woman
that performed the oral sex. Oh, are you kidding me?
No, I'm being deadly serious.
And they put that on television?
That is a Japanese TV show.
And they
you don't get to see anything like that. But, I mean, you know, they go into a booth and one person comes out extremely red-faced and the other one comes out with red gums and you got to guess, like, you know, was that a man or a woman?
Well, there's no way to know that, is there?
That's what the part of the whole contestant.
And that's the whole game?
That is the game show.
And
right
if you
there.
Say, well, I think it was a woman, meet Jim. And then what, you lose?
Yeah, you lose.
What a ridiculous game.
If you lose, you got to go back in there with Jim.
for phase two. Round two. Bob is on the phone. Bob, welcome to 590 The Fan. What can we do for you?
Hi, Frank. AM and PM.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, this is just a little story. I have something in common with the AM-PM people.
Well, you've got a lot in common with them. You're AM and the PM.
Well, of course, but I served some time at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Okay.
Back in 1968 when I first went in the Army. But I also went over to Germany and was in Speyer, Mannheim, Heidelberg, Kaiserslautern, where you'll be passing through on your cruise next year.
Yeah, yeah.
But we used to sit in Spire and overlook the Rhine River and drink beer.
Yeah.
My dad was at Fort Bragg in 1968. I was born in Cape Fear Valley Hospital, right there.
Fort Bragg is North Carolina, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, Bob, thank you for the story. Is there anything we can do for you while you have access to us?
No, you pretty much have taken care of all my problems.
All right. Well, that's what we're here for. We're like public servants.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There goes Bob, who was at Fort Bragg one time. I was at Fort Jackson. That's in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. That's where I did my basic training. Not that that's a big deal. A lot of people went to basic training. The Playhouse is coming up, and I can give you a little bit of what we're going to be talking about here. I will also tell you that I have a joke. I'm going to tell you that you tell me I'm pretty sure we have not. This is one of the ones have we done Bad Bart yet? I don't think we have. Since we've been here.
No.
I don't believe, because I was looking around the list and I thought I got to make sure I get all these jokes that everybody wanted to hear. And which ones I hadn't told, and I'm going through the list, and I hit Bad Bart, and I thought, oh, we haven't done Bad Bart. So Bad Bart is coming up today. I'm going on Lindbergh today from Landau. So up 270, I jump on Lindbergh, and I head south. And I am not an observant person when I drive. I don't look around. I could pass something that I passed every day for 10 years, and one day, maybe somebody else is driving. My wife and I go, well, look at that. She goes, well, we've passed it every day for the last 10 years. I just don't look at stuff. There's a cooking school on Lindbergh. It says Miss Hickey's, and then it says something cooking school. And I never knew there was a cooking school there. But I also never knew till a couple of years ago that Forest Park Community College, I think, has one of, like, the greatest cooking schools in the country.
My dad went there.
And then a couple of years ago, they dumped like $50 million or something to make it even better. So what I was thinking was this. Anybody out there who's, you know, in high school, you can't make up your mind to go to college. I mean, what do I do? How about this, if you have any interest at all? Because I don't think we're ever going to see a time when there's not a need for great chefs or great cooks. I look at the restaurant business, And I'm stunned at how many restaurants there are and how many people go out to eat. And it doesn't seem to be going away or the number's diminishing in any way. So young people, or maybe not young, maybe 30, 40, and you've been a cook, but you like to take it to the next level, you might want to give that some thought, because there are a couple of pretty good cooking schools around here. You don't have to go miles and miles away and stay in some dorm between Forest Park and that. Was it Le Cool Culinaire? Is that the name of that other? There's another place.
Le Cool Culinaire.
And then whatever this was on Lindbergh. Yeah, we got some good cooking schools around here. Now, Limey, you're a waiter. Any desire to become an executive chef?
I am.